Oh my God. Excuse me. I'm sorry. You're Ray Charles, aren't you?
That's right.
Oh man, I'm a huge fan of yours, and my girlfriend and I we listen to your music all the time, and well, she's not my girlfriend anymore, but that. Oh, you know something? This would be perfect. This would be perfect. Listen, Ray. Mr. Charles, sorry. My girlfriend and I just recently broke up, and no matter what I do, she won't take me back. I mean, I've tried everything.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What a sad story.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know your song, I Can't Stop Loving You?
Oh, yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah, of course. You sing it all the time. I mean, well. Anyway, my girlfriend Alex—that's her name, Alex. That is her favorite song, and I was thinking that she's standing right over there. If you were to just go over to her and just sing a few bars of "I Can't Stop Loving You" and say it's from Brian, she would take me back in a second. What do you say? Huh? Would you do it? Huh? Would you? Huh? Please.
No.
Hey, Joe. Listen, this morning on your landing, did you by any chance hear a really scary grinding noise coming out of the port engine?
No, why?
It's probably nothing.
No, wait, hold on. If you think you heard something, you probably should check it out.
You're right. It's better to be safe than really, really sorry.
Joe, the man from the bank is here.
Oh, all right, send him in. Faye, I think I have a chance of getting this loan.
Of course I do.
You're not just saying that, are you?
Of course I am. Right this way, Mr. Thompson.
How do you do, Mr. Hackett? Steve Thompson.
Hi, nice to finally meet you. Please, call me Joe.
Okay, I trust you were able to put the figures together for me?
Yeah. I've got the tax returns and the profit and loss statements from the last 5 years, right?
You're staring at my head, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm just looking at your hat. I mean, you're a Red Sox fan, huh?
You want to know what's under the hat, don't you?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. All right. I just had a little work done on my hairline. You're repulsed, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just had these hair plugs put in, and I'm a little self-conscious.
Oh, there's no need to be. It's barely noticeable.
I can't believe it. Alex didn't even go for the monkey. How am I gonna get her back? I've tried everything. Yow! What the hell happened to you?
Brian,
did you see this? Man, if your barber did that to you, you really got a lawsuit coming.
Brian,
you get that head in front of a jury, you're gonna make a fortune.
Brian, this is Mr. Thompson from down at the bank. He's here about our loan.
Look, I just had these hair plugs put in.
Really? It's hardly noticeable.
Anyway, back to business. I notice here in the third quarter that profits seem a little down.
Yeah, I know. I know that things look a little spotty right now, but I think in a few months you'll see a lot of new growth.
Joe, I really need to talk to you about Davis. Holy mackerel!
Helen, what
happened to your head?
This is Mr. Thompson from the bank.
I just had hair plugs put in.
Oh, honey, you didn't get him done down at the mall, did you?
Look, I think I can take this paperwork back to the office.
No. Listen, Mr. Thompson, please. You can stay here. I will make sure that no one says anything else about your head.
Joe, I think I know what the problem is. Bad plugs.
Look, Mr. Thompson, I'm very sorry. He was talking about...
Look, don't worry about it. I think I have everything I need to present to the loan committee. Actually, they're meeting today, so why don't you stop down to my office sometime after 4... I should have an answer for you.
Great. Okay, I'll see you then.
Hey, Sucks fan, huh?
All right, I have hair plugs, okay?
Really? They're hardly noticeable.
Thanks a lot, Antonio. Oh, that couldn't have gone any worse.
I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to barge in. Just that I really need to talk to you. Last weekend, Davis was acting so weird, and I haven't heard from him since. What do you think it could be? Am I too demanding? Maybe I'm boring.
No, look, Helen, you're just being too hard on yourself.
Yeah, you just probably put on some weight.
Hello? Brian, we need to talk.
Oh, great, great. That's all I really want to do with you. I just want to sit down and talk, you know, and I think that once we get back together, we'll be better than ever. Oh, but you wanted to be the one to say it, didn't you? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Phone bill came. Send me a check.
Alex? Baby!
How'd it go with Mr. Thompson?
Oh, horrible. But I'm trying to be optimistic. One way or another, I'm going to get a second plane.
Oh, wise up, Hackett. Nobody's going to give you a loan. You're always going to be the same crappy little one-plane operation you've always been.
Oh, Roy, don't be so negative. Just because every other bank has turned him down, and sure, none of his relatives will answer his phone calls anymore, and sure, he's asked practically everyone he knows for money, but that doesn't... Don't look at me. I've got one lousy T-bill, and it's got to last.
Hey, Joe. What's this rumor I hear? There's a new plane on the way?
Oh, yeah, look...
Why is it the mechanic is always the last to know? Do you know how difficult it is to care for a new plane?
Lowell, I was
staying up all night whenever the fuel line is clogged, getting up at 3 a.m. to change its oil, worrying every time it spits up God knows what.
Lowell, I was going to tell you.
Now that I have one up and running, I was hoping to have a little time for me. A little me time, Joe. Maybe travel, take up watercolors. No, now I have.
Look, Lowell, I was.
Don't touch me.
Well, see you later, Helen. Oh, almost forgot. While you were out, Davis called.
He did? What did he say?
He said he's flying here to see you.
He did? Why?
Beats me, he didn't say. Well, gotta go.
Well, wait, something must be wrong. He didn't come here in the middle of the week. Oh, my gosh, it must be important. Well, what were his exact words?
Okay, let me see. At first he said, hi, Lowell. He thought I was Lowell. And then he said, tell Helen we'll be coming to the island to see her. Got that?
Yes, I've got that.
No, that's what he said. Got that? And I said, yes, got that. Then I hung up and had a cookie.
Damn it.
Well, don't worry, I put 50 cents on the counter.
I knew it. He's coming here to break up with me. I can just feel it. Oh, God, I'm about to get dumped.
Helen, you don't know that.
Yeah, but you do, don't you? You know something, don't you? He told you something, didn't he?
No, he didn't tell me.
Yes, he did. I know how you guys all stick together. Why are you protecting him? Just tell me what he said.
Helen, I swear, he didn't...
Tell me what he said!
I don't know anything. Get your hands off me, or I'll use my pepper spray.
Late for a meeting at the bank.
Hey, Joe, cover me, will you? I'm too bummed out about Alex to go. Oh, look at her, will you? Oh, I gotta get her back somehow. I'll do anything. You got any advice?
Yeah, give it up. Brian, look, it's over. You gotta accept that. Quit now while you still have a little shred of dignity.
Attention, Sandpiper passengers. Today's 5:30 flight to Boston is...
Wait, could I just borrow this for 1 second? Just 1 second.
This is for that little lady sitting right over there. Alex? Hey, it's me. Brian, I'm not lying when I tell you I'm crying. My heart is frying. Whatever you're selling, I'm buying. 'Cause inside I'm dying.
You're dying out here too, pal.
So, Alex, I just found out that nothing rhymes with Alex. Except for maybe. No, nothing rhymes with Alex. So please come back to me.
Brian, that you would do this, that you would embarrass and humiliate yourself in front of all these people.
Yes.
Well, it tells me something. You're an even bigger idiot than I thought.
One more time!
Roy, is Davis listed on any of your New York flights?
Oh, come on, Chapel. You know I can't give out the names of my passengers. You ever hear of FAA regulations?
You ever hear of having your lip waxed with hot bacon fat?
You know, Chapel, another time, another place, this would be foreplay.
Hi, Davis. Yeah, Antonio told me that you were coming.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, too. So, what are you doing here, and why do you have a golf club in your hand?
Well, I was playing golf in Florida with some clients. Oh, I was playing horribly. I couldn't hit a drive. I couldn't sink a putt. When I thought they'd break right, they broke left. When I thought they'd break left,
they broke right. Yeah, I get it. You were golfing.
Well, anyway, on this one hole, I hit into a trap. A trap so deep, I thought I'd never get out. That made me think of you.
Thank you, Davis.
Well, I knew right then and there that I had to see you, so I walked right off the course, took a cab to the airport, chartered a jet, and flew straight here. Helen, we can't go on like this.
Here it comes.
The time we've spent together has been great.
Yeah, there's just not enough anymore.
That's right. Living in two different cities, trying to keep a relationship together is killing us,
yeah,
so... I think I know what we should do.
Yes, so do I.
You do?
Of course I do. I'm way ahead of you, Davis.
Oh, boy, that makes this so much easier.
Say it!
Helen, I think we ought to get married.
It's just typical of a... What?
I want you to marry me.
What?
Are you gonna make me say this again?
Yeah, I think I definitely need to hear that one more time.
Helen, will you marry me?
Yes. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm getting married.
I never want us to spend another moment apart for the rest of our lives. Well, gotta go. I know this is crazy, but I just left three very confused clients on the 13th green. I gotta fly down there and smooth things over. Okay. Meet me in New York tonight and we'll start celebrating.
Okay, I'll be there.
Wait a second. I didn't even get you a ring.
Oh, I don't need a ring. Yet.
No, I'm supposed to give you something. Here.
Golf ball.
It was my grandmother's.
Hello? Anybody? Something just happened here. You won't believe what just happened.
All right, let me try. You just got a phone call and you found out you were switched at birth. And your birth parents are circus people. Not... I don't know what they do, but I think it involves big floppy shoes and a seltzer bottle.
No. Davis just asked me to marry him.
Expect us to believe that one?
Well, it's true. He was golfing in Florida. He got caught in a trap and he thought of me. So he chartered a jet, came down here and proposed. Hey, if you don't believe me, look.
What was that circus thing again?
Helen, I just have to make sure you did say yes, right?
Yes!
Great. I'll see you tonight.
Huh. Hey, you're gonna love her family. They're circus people.
Helen, I'm so happy for you. I'm glad somebody's relationship is working out. Huh? Well, originally I thought it would be me and Alex, but if it can't be me, well, why can't it be me? I mean,
right,
don't I deserve
it?
Sorry.
Chapel, word of advice. He is rich. Don't let him sucker you into a prenup. That way, when he dumps you, you can bleed him dry.
Roy, I am not going to need a prenuptial agreement. I think New York is a community property state. Okay. Well, see, I've got a pack. Get to New York. Oh, Roy, yeah. I need a ticket on your last flight to New York.
Oh, Chapel, put your money away.
Gosh, thank you, Roy.
I'll bill you.
Hey, Alex!
Well, what was that all about?
Oh, Lynch just asked Helen to marry him.
Oh, that's great. No wonder she's so happy.
You can be that happy, too, you know.
If Lynch asked me to marry him, I would be.
Oh, come on! This is insane. We belong together. So why don't I just come over tonight and a bottle of wine and...
Brian, when are you going to get it through your head? No matter how many cute little gimmicks you try, we're not going to get back together. It's over.
Okay. Fine. Fine. It's over. So I've had enough humiliation to last me a lifetime. I'm done. Oh, good. The Cupidgram. She's gonna love this. She's right this way. Nice wings. Oh, hey, Lowell. You'll never guess what just happened.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you, Joe. It's quite wonderful.
Wow. New shirt travels fast. I only left the bank 10 minutes ago.
They know down at the bank?
Well, yeah, of course. They're the ones that made the decision.
The bank was involved?
We're not talking about the same thing, are we?
Joe, try to keep up here. Talking about Helen and Lynch. They're getting married.
What?
I think I said that pretty clearly.
Helen and Lynch are getting married?
Joe, I think I've gotten to the root of our communication problem. You just don't listen.
God, I just heard. Oh, I'm thrilled for
you. I can't believe I'm getting married, Joe.
Oh, hey, did you tell your mom yet? She must have gone nuts.
Oh, I called her, but no one was home, so I left this message. Hi, Mom, it's Helen. Ah, call me. Oh, I got a pack. I'm going to New York. I gotta get ready.
Look, I'll let you get back to that, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, Joe, listen, thanks for coming by. I really appreciate it.
Come on. I could not come by. Well, I should go.
Okay, because I'm gonna pack.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, my God, Helen, I almost forgot. You know, you're not the only person with good news today.
You got the loan?
I got the loan.
I got it. Oh, gosh. Isn't it incredible how our lives just worked out so perfectly and both on the same day?
I know. It's like we go along from one boring day to the next, and then suddenly, wham, everything just clicks. Well, I'm gonna go.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna pack.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Joe. Joe!
Yeah?
I just had this great idea. You could be my best man.
Helen, I think that it would be traditional for Davis to choose the best man.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could be my maid of honor.
Are you kidding me? Spend $200 on an ugly purple dress that I only wear once?
You know, you are my best friend. Promise me that when I get married that will never change.
Oh, come on. After all we've been through together, I mean, we've known each other since we were kids. We're best friends. While there, we were considerably more than friends. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let a silly thing like a husband come between us. Yeah, come on, let's make a pact.
Oh, you remember.
Of course I remember. Well, I'll let you pack.
Yeah, I gotta go to New York.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Listen, Helen, I just want to say congratulations again. You know, I'm sure that you and Davis will be really happy.
Yeah, we are. I think that I really picked the right man.
That's probably your mom.
Yeah, I gotta get that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Okay.
Hello. Hey, Mama. Hi. You're not gonna believe what happened today. Davis asked me to marry him, and I said yes.
It's all over, Joey. It's all over.
Hey, Brian, whatever it is, can we talk about it tomorrow?
Oh, wait. Just tried everything I could think of to get her back, you know? The Cupid thing didn't work. I even hired somebody to skywrite Brian Loves Alex. My luck, ran out of smoke and wrote Brian Loves Al.
Hey, Brian, come on, I'm tired.
What am I gonna do? Just made a big, big mistake letting Alex get away. Well, I guess it's true what they say, you know? Once you break up with somebody, you can never get back together, huh? Huh? Oh, come on. Joey, talk to me. Yeah! Weren't you supposed to get... What did you do? Joey, is there something you'd like to say to me?
We got the loan?
Are you looking for roommates? Nick at Night has roommates that will not only help with the chores, but will also help with the comic misunderstandings. Stay tuned for Three's Company coming up on Nick at Night.